Welcome to another episode of the Double Comma Club with your host, Nicole Ruth of the Ruth Team, the number one lending team in Colorado.
Housing market is extremely durable. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on. So as you know, the market going into the pandemic wasn't a word tight. Consider the DMAR market area where home prices had risen dramatically at the beginning of the year as demand was scooping up already limited inventory. And while the nation as a whole is suffering from housing shortages, here locally, the number of our homes for sale dropped 2.2% year over year in April. So the housing market in other cities isn't much better off. I mean, supply is at a near record low nationwide, while demand is ramping up to an all-time high. I mean, this combination means home prices are also near all-time highs in most cities as potential buyers are bidding on a limited supply of homes for sale. On the demand side, key indicators suggested before the pandemic that there would be a lot of buyers in the market. I mean, low unemployment, solid wage growth, low mortgage rates were all supporting high demand. But since then, unemployment has skyrocketed. Companies have induced pay cuts to employed staff, and other signals of demand like mortgage applications and web traffic to real estate portals dropped in April significantly. So while the 2008 financial crisis saw both the housing market and the stock markets drop in tandem, the housing market isn't typically tied to swings in the stock market because people don't buy homes purely as an investment. Housing is a basic need, and the decision to buy one is usually prompted by entering into a new stage of life. Example, a newly married couple moving in together buys a home. A couple having a kid needs more space to accommodate the growing family, so they buy a bigger home. Did you know that someone who has a child, their home ownership rate goes up from 38% to 80% with the first kiddo? The second kiddo makes that home ownership rate go up to 82%. So a recession doesn't change these circumstances for people. Even in full-blown recessions, the housing market is incredibly durable. In fact, over the past five recessions, home values only declined sharply in one, the Great Recession. In some recessions, home prices actually went up double the national historical average. Another thing to consider is that as the stock market drops, investors look for safer places to park their wealth, giving rise to the bond market. A stock market drop can have the same effect on the housing market. And as you know, we help a lot of people purchase investment properties. I can attest in this volatile market, we've been helping a lot of clients purchase their first and for many, their next investment property during the time we've been sheltering in place. So this is not the market to go into hiding. This is the market to come out because as buyers and as sellers, there are opportunities. And if you want to go through those, then you need to give me a call. Nicole Ruth, the Ruth Team of Fairway Mortgage. We look forward to serving you.
You've been listening to the Double Comma Club. Never miss an episode. Subscribe at thedoublecommaclub.com. or your favorite podcast venue to hear more success stories, get free tips on how you can get on the path to becoming a millionaire through real estate at any age. If you enjoyed this, you might also enjoy our YouTube channel. Just look for The Ruth Team on YouTube or visit our site, theruthteam.com.